You know, I was thinking about this and I was like, I don't know. Should I do it? It's been over a full week since all of this news broke, since these videos came onto the internet. And I haven't done this yet. I haven't done it either for the RTF channel, which you can follow, the Restoring the Faith Media YouTube channel. Nor have I done it on the Rundown channel. And I haven't done it for you fine people. Because I've been waiting for some of the dust to settle. Yes, I'm speaking about Church Militant. And I thought to myself, am I going to do this today or not? I know yesterday I told you I would. I'm going to break down Christine Niles' video. But here, it's actually newsworthy. This is a unique position that we are in, where there is something that is very much top of mind, newsworthy, and extremely relevant to Catholic media, Catholic news. And it just so happens that I have the inside track on all of it. So not only is it extremely relevant to me, it's been a somewhat of a hellscape that I have lived through for the last 2 years, but I could actually bring this story to you in a way, hopefully, that is enlightening, interesting, and what have you. And slightly amusing. I presume that this is going to be amusing. So here we go. Christine Niles is out at Church Militant. You already know this. I told you. I was the first person to tell you. I told you she was out before she even announced her ouster. Now, I'm calling it an ouster. She's pretending to have resigned. She's pretending to have rage quit. You will hear in the video where she says, I sent a scathing letter to the board of the directors and I quit. And I gave one day notice. I sent a letter on the 8th and the 9th and my last day was the 10th. Ladies and gentlemen, don't be fooled. She was allowed to resign. She was allowed to pretend like it was her decision. Don't be deceived by this. She was fired. She was canned just like Michael Voris. Look, Michael Voris resigned. Technically, on paper, he wrote a resignation letter. Voris got canned, ladies and gentlemen. He got canned. He is out. The board forced him out, just like the board forced Christine Niles out. They kicked her off the board, and they sent her home packing. Her consolation prize? She gets to pretend that it was her decision. Don't be fooled by anything this pathological liar says. I'm going to break down the video right meow.
First of all, I hope that you will continue to support the good souls working at Church Militant, because there are many, many, many good souls still working at Church Militant. I, as many of you know, left Church Militant on November 10th. That was my last day. I actually submitted my letter of resignation on November 9th. It was a detailed letter that I submitted to the board of directors and some people in leadership explaining my concerns.
She has concerns. I have concerns as well. If you watch the video, she's positioned herself in front of a candle. It's a very nice angle. She obviously has studio lighting on herself. 4K camera, extremely high-end microphone. No brands or books or anything visible in view. Everything out of focus. Everything perfectly pulled focus on her face. Except you can see her laptop brand. And it says Legion. Just noting the coincidence, that's all.
With the environment at Church Militant. I'm not going to go into all the details of that letter, but I will simply say that I had been concerned for quite some time about the direction in which the apostolate was heading.
Okay, she's been concerned for quite some time about the direction in which the apostolate was heading. Christine Niles has been concerned for quite some time about the direction in which the apostolate has been heading. Which direction is that, Christine? Which direction have you been heading that you're concerned about? This is an actual question that she has not answered. Because she's the one filing lawsuits against people. She's the one smearing people. She's the head of special projects. Couldn't handle the news desk, so she got promoted. Typical corporate structure. When somebody is blatantly incompetent and over their head, what do you do with them? Well, you promote them, make them someone else's problem. You guys have seen this. I've seen this. Christine Niles was the blackmailing, extortionist, perjuring queen. She recently went under oath in another case that they brought upon themselves, and she was personally censured by the court. She simulated an attorney-client privilege. She asserted an attorney-client privilege where none exists. In the state of New York, for example, if you pretend to be an attorney and you're not, you have a lifetime ban from entry to the bar. I think there's a reason why this woman doesn't and never has and never will practice law. I think she's given up the idea that she could ever have a law license in good standing in the state in which she lives. She doesn't have those things. She's not a practicing attorney. She's not a lawyer. But in order to destroy evidence, to preserve themselves from having to disclose things in a federal case that they're in right now, she asserted that all the snickering that she and Voris did, along with Mark Balastrieri, the disgraced canon lawyer, who's the sleaziest snake there ever was, she disclosed to the court or asserted a privilege that she says, hey, all of our snickering that we do behind the scenes, all of our scheming, all of our communications about hiding and destroying evidence, those are privileged communications because I'm the attorney here. The court said, no, you're not. You're no such thing, and you'll pay a fine for lying about that. That's the state of affairs right now in Niles land. Fake attorney continuing.
That it was far afield from the original mission of Church Militant. I came to Church Militant in 2014, so I had been there for almost 10 years, a long time. I poured my heart and my soul into that apostolate.
She poured her heart and her soul into the apostolate. She worked so hard. In fact, she worked so hard that her colleague, Christine Harrington, put out a video talking about how hard she worked.
So back to Christine Niles. Back to Christine Niles' statement about the chapel. Christine had different hours than everybody else in the studio. She usually came in about late morning or early afternoon. Sometimes she was there for the Angelus, sometimes she wasn't.
I poured my heart and soul into it after stumbling in drunk.
One time, I poured my heart and my soul into that apostolate.
From 1 o'clock onward, I stumbled in drunk after lunch, and I poured my heart and soul into it for half a day. What is it with people exaggerating their own accomplishments? What is it with people viewing in their own minds how great they are, how hard they've worked, how much they've achieved? I was concerned about the direction of Church Militant. Lady, you're the one taking it in a wrong direction. You're the one who want to sue everybody. You're the one who want to blackmail everybody. Oh, maybe she said, we did not go far enough. We did not sue enough people. Chrissy, now, here with Church Militant, I do not like the direction we go because you still talk about to save a soul. I don't want to save a soul. I want to save a penny. I want to sue somebody. I want to be in court all the time. Send me to the court all the time.
It was everything to me. I worked very hard, and I will always be grateful.
I worked very hard. It was everything to me.
To Detroit. I was willing to do that because I thought. She usually came in about late morning or early afternoon. Sometimes she was there for the Angelus.
Sometimes
she wasn't.
Not.
But she was always in chapel for evening prayers.
Sometimes she would show up before lunchtime and sometimes not. She had her own hours. Worked so hard.
For everything that I learned there, the time that I spent there, I'll be grateful for Michael Voris's mentorship and the things I learned.
I'm going to skip that comment.
There, I learned so many things, acquired so many new skills.
I don't want to know what new skills you acquired from Michael Voris and his mentorship. His hands-on mentorship, Christine. I don't know that I would have said that. I'm just saying, given the... given what everybody is assuming that he did, I actually know what he did. I'm not going to disclose it today. I will. Don't worry. You will be the first to hear it. Don't worry. I know all. There are things happening in real time right now. Real time, literally, as I'm here with you, things are happening, and I can't wait to break. I have been designated as the newsbreaker. And I don't think that comment that she's going to have hands-on mentorship from Voris, I don't know if I would trust that. I think I would maybe take a shower.
Which I hope to be able to use in the future for good.
No, there is no good. There's no way to use those hands-on mentorship skills that you learned from Michael Voris in the future for good. There's no way that that's possible, Chrissy. I learned how to do all the nasty thing from Michael Voris. I learned how to look online and go to the gay chat room. I learned how to pleasure myself in the gay chat room, and I'm gonna do that online for the good of the other souls.
Make very clear that if you are hoping that I'll divulge private details about this breach of the morality clause, that's not happening.
Don't worry, she won't do it, but I will, here on the Crusade Channel, because this is live talk radio the way it should be, and we are always on air, always online, and I am especially always happy to be with you this Thursday morning talking about Christine Lee Niles and her shockingly tone deaf, her astonishingly bad resignation video.
That's not happening in this video. I will respect Michael Voris's privacy. If he wants to address that in more detail, that is his decision.
That's his decision. Or maybe it's someone else's. Only the sins of the people that Voris hates are on the table. Only the failings, the moral failings of everybody that has ever wronged him are on the table. His personal failings, Niles' personal failings, those are off the table. Those are not open for discussion.
I'm not in the business of detraction.
Sorry, that's not a contra. Every time I've heard that line now from her like maybe four times, because I've learned three times. I've listened to this video two times in advance of the show. That is the most stunningly ladies and gentlemen, this woman was a scandal monger. She made her living detracting from people. I'm not in the business of detraction. Wait, as of the 10th of November, you're not in the business of detraction? Because you were very much in the business of detraction. It was a business. That was your business plan. Your business strategy was detraction. I'm not in the business of detraction. For the last 20 days, you have not been in the business of detraction. Technically, what you said there is true, but you are dissimulating, you liar. You freaking perjuring extortionist liar. Not in the business of detraction.
I simply wanted to address questions about my leaving. And like I said, there were lots of troubling things over the past year, but especially over the past several months, about the direction in which Church Militant was heading and some of the decisions that Voris was making. And quite frankly, his personality change. He is not the man that I came to work for in 2014. Quite frankly, the lack of prayer with the staff. And that is something that I will reveal, that Voris basically had not been praying with the staff for about 2 years. And that
Voris had not been praying with the staff for about 2 years.
A big expense. And so back to Christine Niles. Back to Christine Niles' statement about the chapel. Christine had different hours than everybody else in the studio. She usually came in about late morning or early afternoon. Sometimes she was there for the Angelus, sometimes she wasn't.
Christine Niles wasn't praying with the people either. You're about to hear Christine talk for 5 minutes about the importance of regularity in prayer and how you could tell that Voris was going off the bat, off the wagon, falling off the wagon, off the tracks, whatever the phraseology is. You're going to hear her for the next 2 or 3 minutes talking about how obvious his fall was because he wasn't showing up to the chapel. This is the same woman who wasn't showing up to the chapel herself.
That right there is a massive warning sign. I remember when I first came to Church Militant. He was diligently leading us in morning and evening prayer, leading the daily rosary, going to daily mass. And it was mandatory for all of us to be in morning and evening prayer and praying the rosary. And like I said, he was leading all of that. And I was so very grateful, just as the rest of the staff were grateful. But somewhere along the line over the past...
She was so very grateful to be led by a man. She left her husband to pursue Michael Voris. She bolted from her married life, leaving her children to be fatherless so that she could place herself under the spiritual authority of a homosexual. This is the real inside story of Church Militant. This is who Christine Niles is. She is a copy editor fangirl. She obtained Michael Voris's cell phone number via illicit means. She stalked him online for years. She was the top commenter to the point where Voris knew her name before he ever met her. She, as a Notre Dame Law School graduate, incidentally, we have Supreme Court justices that have gone to Notre Dame Law School. She, as a Notre Dame Law School graduate, was subbing in as a copy editor at a local Catholic radio station. Michael Voris called in and she wrote down his phone number because she was working the phones. And then she incessantly started calling and texting and stalking him.